The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, hello, America. Happy Friday to you. We are still broadcasting. Wow, that's great. You never know with the FCC these days. Folks, we've got a terrific show lined up for you today. Hope you're doing good wherever you might be. Most of the country is under some sort of a big weather warning today, including right here at Southern Command of the Todd Starnes radio program. So be safe out there. And whatever you do, listen to your radio. When the lights go out, the radio, they are still there. So and they're broadcasting and keeping and sharing information to keep you and your family safe. So you guys be safe out there today. Also, I just got off the phone with the owner of one of our brand new affiliates, radio station KBJT. You folks in Fordyce, Arkansas, a great town, by the way, and Fordyce, hometown of Bear Bryant. So, and also I believe Johnny Cash. And the high school football team, we want to give those guys a shout out. The Fordyce Red Bugs are playing in the state football championship, going for a three-peat. So that means these guys are really good. The Fordyce High School Red Bugs. So you guys, good luck out there. Be safe tonight under the Friday night lights, and good luck to you. And by the way, as a way of welcoming our brand new affiliate. If you are from Fordyce and you're listening to us on KBJT, we're going to give you a lovely prize, a way of saying welcome to the neighborhood. So if you make it on the air and you are listening to us from KBJT, you'll be able to you're going to be getting a great prize package. Our telephone number, by the way, write this down, 844-747-8868. Again, that telephone number, 844-747-8868. All right. By the way, Grace, you know what a red bug is? You know that's
a red bug.
You know what a red bug? You're a Southerner. What are they teaching you people at the University of Memphis?
Sorry, I'm sorry.
How do you not know what a red bug is?
I'm sorry, I don't.
It's a chigger.
Oh, yep.
You know.
That's what I just called them, is
that.
You
got the chiggers.
They're terrible.
They're the worst. Oh, they're horrible. But you don't want to call your high school football team that. So
that'd be a terrible name.
But my favorite, the Red Bugs is probably in my top five favorite team names. But my favorite, that would be the Fighting Okra from Delta State University in Mississippi.
That is very unique.
You don't want to mess with the okra. They're slippery and slimy, those.
Ew.
I'm just saying. All right. Speaking of slippery and slimy, can we talk about Juicy?
Ew.
Oh, Grace, were you surprised by the verdict?
No, I was very happy with the verdict.
It came out late yesterday afternoon.
Justice was served.
We were going off the air, and they came back with a verdict when he's guilty on 5 out of the 6 counts.
Yes.
The only people that were surprised in America were Democrats and the mainstream media. Even people like I was watching the what do they call it? the Ebony Awards or what, you know, those shows.
Yes.
the black entertainment shows, that BET, all that.
BET,
they all knew because they were making fun of the guy.
Oof.
I mean, it was Dave Chappelle himself who called, you know, who gave, you know, Juicy his nickname.
Oh,
Juicy,
man.
Smollett.
I know, now I can never unhear that. That's all I think of now.
It's someone posted this on Twitter. I thought this is a great observation. This is the first time in American history where an American actually perpetrated a scam against Nigerians.
Oh,
just think about that, right? I mean, that's a pretty good observation here. We're talking about the two Nigerian brothers who used to frolic about the gay bathhouses with Juicy and his pals.
Oof. Oof. I don't need that image in my head. Thank you.
I'm sorry. It's the lunch hour. What are you going to do? So here's the question now, because, you know, a lot of Democrats went out there, Grace, right away, and they said, hey, we believe Juicy. We yes. believe that he has been the victim here, and he deserves justice. And I mean, you had people like, Kamala Harris
yep.
and President Biden, and they were out there not only defending Juicy, but they were condemning all the rest of us as a bunch of, I don't know, white supremacists.
And you notice now they are very, very quiet on the issue.
Crickets. That's all you hear, crickets from these people. And look, my point, we're not going to spend a lot of time on Juicy here, but it seems to me that the allegation was that two white guys wearing MAGA hats confronted him. Juicy was very hungry. It was like well below zero. So he decided to put on his scarf and go to a Subway sandwich shop for a tuna sandwich. And I know that you're not a big fan of Subway.
No, I am not.
So are you a Lenny's person? Yes. Lenny's is your jam.
Lenny's is good. Jimmy John's is good.
All right. We're
anywhere else.
I'm digressing. But we got to get back on. We got to get back on the topic. So anyway, he's got his tuna sandwich. And he's walking back, and it's below zero, and these two white guys stop him, and they're, like, making fun of him for being on Empire. Now, for me, that's the clue, because I don't know that many white people that were actually watching Empire at the time, and I don't think that many people who are watching Empire would know who in the world he was.
I've never watched the show, but I know it's pretty popular.
It
but
was.
I've never watched.
No, it's gone now. It's
oh, yeah,
canceled.
It's done now.
History, kaput.
See, I don't even know.
So we stopped, and then they yell at him, and they hurl anti-gay slurs, and they throw some sort of a chemical agent on him. I don't know what they figured out what that was. Was it like talcum powder? Oof. I don't know. They probably use it in the bathhouse. Chafing.
Some
you got to watch out.
Salts.
You got to watch out for the chafing. That's all I'm going to say there. So anyway, then they take a rope. I guess somebody had a noose, and they made a noose around his neck. And so, it, of course, it was all made up. Everybody knew it. At the time, everybody knew it. It just,
so elaborate.
it was stupid. So now I have a question about all this, because they were investigating this as a hate crime, anti-gay, anti-black hate crime. Regardless of what happened, somebody perpetrated a hate crime that night in 2019 in the cold of Chicago. It was a hate crime. So here's my question. Will the President of the United States, will the Vice President of the United States, will Sandy Ocasio-Cortez from New York, will they call for the Justice Department to charge Juicy with a federal hate crime? Because ultimately, what is it that Juicy wanted out in all of this? Juicy, if you go back to the early days of this, and Juicy Smollett stood before the television cameras.
I'm sorry, I can't keep a straight face when you keep saying his name like
Stop
that.
Stop it, Grace. We're creating theater here, Grace.
Theater
on the mind. And Juicy stood before the cameras, and he said, I just want justice to be served. I just want justice to be served.
Well, justice has been served.
I want them brought to justice.
On a Subway sandwich.
And I want my Subway sandwich. I want my tuna on rye.
It's not really tuna.
I want my dolphin on rye.
Ew.
So, Juicy wanted justice. Well, guess what? Juicy got justice.
Yes, he did.
The prosecutor got justice. We now know that Juicy did it to himself.
The mystery has been solved.
It has been solved.
If it wasn't for those pesky kids.
But
and
I want
your dog too.
Isn't that a Scooby-Doo?
Yes. It's like it's like the big reveal. Have you seen? Okay. I know you probably. Do you know what a meme is?
Yes, I know what
okay.
a meme is.
Have you seen the Scooby-Doo meme where it's like they take it's a mask and they it's Scooby-Doo and they take the mask off the guy and it's still the guy underneath the same person? Yes. That's the situation.
Suffer and succotash. So the question at hand, ladies and gentlemen, and this is worth having a discussion about, will they demand that Juicy Smollett face federal charges for staging this anti-gay, anti-black hate crime? Yeah, I know he committed against himself, but he still committed a hate crime. So will he face charges? Should he face charges? Because, you know, had it actually been two white guys wearing MAGA hats, they would have been sentenced to death. They would have been run out of the country. Their families would have been targeted. There would have been protests in the street. So my contention is, yes, he should. Yes, he should face federal hate crime charges, and I believe an example needs to be set. As a matter of fact, I believe that every single person out there, and there are a lot of lesbians, and I don't know what it is, but there are a lot of lesbians that are out there committing these fake hate crimes. We've seen the reports. There are a lot of minority groups out there perpetrating fake hate crimes. Every single one of them should face federal hate crime charges. And maybe, just maybe, that'll put a stop to this nonsense. Because I'm tired. I'm tired of these people coming out and making these outlandish lies about people of the Caucasian persuasion. It's not right. It's not right. And I will say this. Had, in fact, it been two white guys wearing MAGA hats that had attacked Jussie Smollett and eaten his tuna sandwich, I would have been among the first to condemn that behavior and suggest that, yes, those men should face the highest penalty under the law. But we know that's not what happened. So there you go. I'm sure Mr. Jussie will have a lovely time in prison, and we'll see what happens. His attorney says they're going to appeal, and that's all well and good. But I want to know, what about you, Joe Biden? What about you, Kamala Harris? You went out there. You condemned all these Trump supporters. When are you going to apologize, and when are you going to make things right? All right, we're going to take a break here. 844-747-8868. What do you think? Should this guy face hate crime charges? 844-747-8868. Our website, by the way, tonstarns.com. Lots of great stories, lots of great video, including our appearance last night on Newsmax. So we've got that up there as well. We'll be right back, America.
Christmas is just around the corner, and if you are in one of the big box stores, you're not going to find MyPillow, and there's a reason why. They've been kicked out of many big box stores because of the cancel culture mob, and that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you, and that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow, normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. And MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Also, use the promo code Starnes. Merry Christmas, everybody.
All right, let's stir up a stink, America. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us. Also want to welcome our brand new affiliate, KBJT, Fordyce, Arkansas. You folks out there, if you're listening to us, give us a call, and we're going to hook you up with a signed copy of one of my new books, 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones. Rocco in Georgia, WDUN, our affiliate there, and Rocco wants to weigh in on this Jussie Smollett story. Hey, Rocco, what's up?
Hey, Todd, how are you?
I'm well, thank you, sir.
Now that Jussie has joined the Tawana Brawley Hall of Shame, when are we going to go after Bubba Wallace? Because he perpetrated the same sort of hoax, and 15 FBI agents were dispatched to Talladega Motor Speedway. How much money did that hoax cost?
You know, that's a great question. And Rocco, I remember, and again, our listeners may not, especially millennial. I don't know what they're teaching the kids in
they
school.
They probably
these
don't
days.
Remember Tawana Brawley.
It's that. Hold on a second, Rocco. Hey, Grace, turn your mic on.
Yes.
You know who Tawana Brawley is,
nope.
Grace? All right.
Not a clue.
You see what I mean, Rocco?
I know.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Tawana Brawley is the young lady, 15 years old. She alleged that four white men kidnapped her and raped her in New York City. Al Sharpton is came on really onto the national scene as a result of all of this. And it turned out she made it all up. All of it was completely untrue. And she ruined, and Al Sharpton ruined people's lives. And this caused riots. It caused chaos in New York City. And it was all fake. And
Todd, when they Google her, there'll be a black guy standing next to Tawana Brawley. You probably won't recognize him. He'll be wearing a jogging suit. And he'll about twice the size of Al Sharpton. That's the fat Al Sharpton.
Fat Al. Yeah, that's fat Al fat Sharpton. Al. Yeah, you're right.
Jogging suit.
No,
I
you...
mean, that Tawana Brawley probably helped pay for his weight loss surgery.
Well, anyway. That, it may be. I mean, that was a lot of money.
Yes.
But yeah, to your point, Rocco, it you know, we have these cases, and it's not they're not just random events. But these are fake hate crimes, and the media covers this because in their hearts they still believe that we're some sort of a, I don't know, a pre-Civil War country.
Todd, what they did was like with the Bubba Wallace, it like turned a finger toward every single NASCAR fan and said, look at you, you hillbilly redneck.
That's it.
Look at all you. And it changed the culture of NASCAR for a couple of months. And it turns out it was a fake. It's been there for years.
So
we got to start going after hoaxers and making them pay. It's not worth perfecting a hoax.
And honestly, Rocco, this is why we're starting out the show with this. I think this is the biggest story in the country right now. But it's not about Juicy Smollett. It's about the fake hate crime. And he needs to be charged. He needs to be held accountable. I'm tired of these people getting out there and getting away with smearing white Trump supporters, accusing us of being some sort of like white supremacist or members of the KKK. It's the farthest thing from the truth.
Right. And it just has to stop. But the only way you stop is come down with both feet on situations like this.
That's it. That is it, my friend. And I'll take it a step further. I'd like to know why the FBI is spending so much time investigating these fake hate crimes when, in fact, they turned a blind eye and the media turned a blind eye to the black nationalist who killed a bunch of white people at that Christmas parade in Wisconsin.
Right. I mean, how that's never been labeled a hate crime, ever.
Compare the amount of coverage that Juicy got, that Tawana Brawley got, that Bubba Wallace got to the zero coverage that the Wisconsin story got.
Right.
That's
a huge problem in this country. There's other ones. You look at the woman that portrayed herself to be black, and she turned out to be white. I forgot her name.
Oh, yes. The NAACP gal from out on the West Coast. What was her name?
Rachel, I think, was her first name.
Dolezal. Rachel Dolezal. Yes.
Yes.
So, but she, no doubt now, Rocco. She identifies. Yes. She identifies as black.
Oh, sorry.
So that's, you can do that now.
Sorry.
It's all right. It's all right.
Todd, have a good weekend.
Rocco, you too, my friend. All right, take care. You see, Rocco makes a lot of sense, and Rocco gets it. And I suspect many of you get it, too. You understand what's really going on here. This is all part of a narrative that the mainstream media is trying to shove down our throats, and we're not going to let them do it. We're not going to let them get away with it. Not here on this radio program. All right, 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. You know, folks, news breaks every minute, and that's why millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax when they really need to know. I do it. You should, too. Newsmax already, the fourth highest rated cable news channel. You're going to be able to get the latest on the China virus, inflation, what's really happening in D.C. Forbes calls Newsmax a powerhouse. And I want to encourage you to tune in tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern. Watch Grant Stinchfield. He's warning about the growing threat from China. He's asking the tough questions, and he's fighting for you. So watch Newsmax tonight, 8 o'clock, all major cable systems. You can also get Newsmax on streaming platforms like Amazon Fire, Samsung, Roku, Zumo, Pluto, LG, YouTube, many others. By the way, millions of Americans also watching the free Newsmax app on their smartphones like me. You can get it free, download it, no subscription necessary. You can do that right now on your smartphone. Newsmax, I trust it, and you can too. We'll be right back, America. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show from the Liberty University Studios.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, Liberty University Studios in Memphis, Tennessee. Hope you're doing good today. Friday. Going to see the entire Starnes family getting together to go see the Singing Christmas Tree over at Bellevue Baptist Church. If you are anywhere near the Mid-South, it is worth the trip to go over and watch this production. It is a Broadway-style production. Right here in the Mid-South, a cast of hundreds, and you're going to love it. They present a great telling of the Christmas story as well. You should contact the church, Bellevue Baptist Church, Memphis, Tennessee, if you're interested in going. And if you're there tonight, you will be able to see the Starnes family. So also, I want to give a shout-out here. We have a bit of criminal news to share with you. And this is from Bolivar, Tennessee. A man was shot and killed while trying to rob a Domino's Pizza in Bolivar. According to Bolivar police, Jacquel Dubois. Oh, I wonder if he knows Juicy Smollett. Jacquel Dubois and one other person entered the back door of Domino's armed with a gun, pointed it at the employees, and told them to hand over the pepperoni and the cash. That was around midnight. Police say turns out one of the workers at Domino's Pizza was armed. So the employee pulled out his own gun and promptly shot Dubois. Mr. Dubois did not survive his injuries. The second suspect, seeing what happened to his cohort, decided to run away and currently remains at large. So here we have, ladies and gentlemen, a great example for all the children of America that are listening to this program right now. This is why the Second Amendment matters, because a good guy with a gun took out a bad guy with a gun, and everybody is okay except for the bad guy with the gun. So we will see. It's funny. I was looking at a lot of the Memphis TV coverage, and the Memphis TV coverage, they included the line, "We've reached out to Domino's Pizza to find out what their gun policies are," as if they're trying to get the poor worker fired, who is actually a hero. Quite frankly, the Domino's worker deserves a pay raise and some sort of a certificate from the county, because that worker, we don't know if the person's male or female, but they saved a lot of lives at that Domino's. So good for you. With the gun. That, ladies and gentlemen, is our crime report for the day. So there you go. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. James Carville is back in the news. Now, this guy is old school, going all the way back to the Clinton administration, and he is a sleazy guy. James Carville was the guy they threw out there to take down all of the victims of the sexual predator known as William Jefferson Clinton. And Carville is the guy who made famous the quote talking about Jennifer Flowers, one of the former president's victims. He's the guy that said, if you drag a $100 bill through the trailer park, you never know what you'll find. That's the guy who made famous that quote. So Carville is back on TV. I don't, you know, this says a lot about this says a lot about MSDNC and CNN, the most profane name in news.
Crying Negro Network.
Thank you, Judge Joe Brown. Always there to offer a comment. It says a lot about MSDNC and CNN that they would put this guy on the air because he was the hitman. Whenever one of these poor, innocent women who were deflowered by William Jefferson Clinton, they would send him out to destroy these women in the media And the media, they were happy to comply because, oh, we just love Bill. He's just so, he's so in touch with his feelings. He hugs people and he cries and he plays the saxophone. And he told America whether he wore boxers or briefs on Arsenio Hall's show. So we love Bill. Well, the reality is the guy was a sex predator. So anyway, Carville is back on, in the news, and he's going out there trashing Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, and Lauren Boebert, the congresswoman from Colorado.
Well, Matt Gaetz will probably be in a penitentiary by the time the election comes around. If you remember, he's the subject of a massive federal investigation for having sex with underage females. I don't know where it goes, but there's a good chance he will be. And, you know, yes, they got to hit hard. When any time that Jim Jordan opens his mouth, they should go in the well of the house and read all of the Ohio State athletes that said he knew that they were being molested by the wrestling coach. When Lauren Boebert opens her mouth, somebody should go to the well and read a story out of the New York Post, which is owned by Rupert Murdoch, by a journalist named Jonathan Levine, talking about how Lauren Boebert and her husband met, and read that into the congressional record. We got to stop this namby-pamby, censor somebody, take committees away, and just call these people out for who they are. And that,
why?
And it's all
why aren't they doing that, James? Why aren't they as aggressive as you just laid out? Why aren't they as aggressive as all that we are free to read on social media about all the people you just mentioned?
Because a Democratic coach is, well, they're human bad, no, you know, and they just they now were, we got less than a year to go between these off-year elections, and they got to start hitting and hitting hard, and start telling the truth on these people. How did Matt Gaetz sit up there and criticize anybody given the trouble that he's in? And Paul Gosar has got five siblings that I'll tell people to vote against him. Read what his siblings say into the congressional record. Look, Brian, I have a equivalent PhD in white trashology, and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert, they can hold their best. They could be the subject of a dissertation. I'm serious. And we got to start calling these people and holding them accountable. That's what I think.
You see, I'm not surprised here that James Carville is pulling this kind of nonsense. Not surprised at all, because this guy is white trash. Now, I want to explain to the rest of the country what we mean by white trash. Now, you might think white trash and redneck are synonymous. They're not. Completely different. White rednecks are just good old boys. They're hard workers. If you're having a problem, let's just say you're driving down the road and you got a flat tire, a redneck will pull over and lend you a helping hand. They'll change that tire for you. What's the song, the country music song? I've got friends with tractors. Well, those friends with tractors are rednecks. They're good, hardworking folks, country folks. As a matter of fact, I bet some of you folks in the Midwest, you've got some rednecks up there. I know some rednecks in Brooklyn, New York. Good conservative folk. Hard working. Now, white trash are lazy. And again, you could be a redneck and live in a trailer park. There's nothing wrong with living in a trailer park. Lots of people live in trailer parks. I'm not sure why James Carville is so bent on maligning people who live in trailer parks. But white trash are no good people like James Carville. So James Carville is, in fact, the epitome of white trash. I mean, he actually admitted it, and I'm glad he did, that he has a degree in white trashology, whatever that means. But people like James Carville need to be very careful, because maybe what they ought to be reading into the congressional record is what William Jefferson Clinton did to women, what William Jefferson Clinton did to Monica Lewinsky in the Oval Office, or Oral Office, if you will. Maybe we need to be reading that into the record, the official congressional record. But to go after Marjorie Taylor Greene for what? Okay, fine. You don't like what she stands for. You don't like her values. Okay, that's an issue for the voters in her congressional district. As a matter of fact, the reason Marjorie Taylor Greene is out there all the time weighing in on the big issues of the day is because she is not allowed to serve on a committee in Congress. What else is she supposed to do? So if James Carville wants to have that conversation, fine, let's have that conversation. But let's be honest about it. Let's have that conversation. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, our website, toddstearns.com. Lots of great information for you there, including a story coming out of Los Angeles where the police union is now telling people, don't come here. Do not come here on vacation. If you plan on visiting, go somewhere else. It is not safe, and we may not even be able to protect you or your family if you come to our city.
My message to anybody considering coming to Los Angeles, especially during the holiday season, is don't.
A sobering and somewhat terrifying statement from the LA Police Protective League, the union representing LAPD officers. The message coming as a crime wave continues to slam the city and surrounding areas.
We can't guarantee your safety. It is really, really out of control. I said it to people before. It's like that movie Purge. You know, instead of 24 hours to commit your crime, these bad people have 365 days to commit whatever they want.
The warnings seem to resonate with residents.
It's pretty scary walking at night.
Sarah Veenstra moved to L.A. from Wisconsin about 6 months ago. She didn't realize crime and safety would be such major issues.
I genuinely thought it'd be a safe area. It turned out not to be as safe as I thought. I'm definitely like carrying something on me every single time I walk out of the house when it's dark out.
Well, there you go. And why is it not safe? Well, California, Los Angeles specifically, controlled by Democrats. Democrats who hate the cops. Democrats who refuse to give the police officers the resources they need to fight crime. What about the legal system that defers to the criminals? Just a few days ago, you had 14 people arrested for looting one of the big stores out there. And what happened? They didn't serve a minute in jail. They were released. And that's why the police department is doing a great service to the nation by telling people, do not come. Cancel your vacations to Los Angeles because we cannot protect you here. And I appreciate them saying that. By the way, Memphis, Tennessee, now the most violent city in America. Grace Baker, did you see that story? It's unbelievable.
I did. Very unfortunate, but doesn't surprise me.
We have a great, beautiful, vibrant city here. People are busting their butts. You got a lot of black middle class business owners out there, and they're being the victims of these crimes as well. Everybody is trying their best to turn this city around, except for the progressive Democrats who control the city.
Exactly. It's just frustrating.
They don't want to do anything about it. No. I mean, people are getting shot every single day by. I mean, what we had, 10, 11 people over the weekend shot dead.
And just on Monday, I believe we had about a dozen.
A dozen on a Monday?
On a Monday, you know, just on a weekday.
And I was watching a city council. I shouldn't have done this, Grace. I watched the city council meeting, and it is, and again, Memphis is a majority-minority city. So, and it's been that way for years, and we have been controlled by Democrats, white and black, for decades. Decades. Oh, yeah. So this is all on the Democrats, but it's really on the voters who refuse to acknowledge that we've got a problem here, and the only solution is to change political parties. We've got to get tough on crime. But I was watching this city council meeting, and they were actually saying that we don't need more police officers here. They're down 800. What? They're down 800 from their complement. And the city council here in Memphis actually believes if you add more police officers, it's going to increase the odds of police brutality.
It makes no sense. It better be opposite day or something.
That was the argument.
Because that makes no sense.
No sense whatsoever. And the other big argument is they don't want white police officers being hired. I was stunned that you're allowed to get away with saying that. But that's what they're saying. And there were two city council people in particular that were coming out, and they were not saying, but they were implying that we don't want to hire any white police officers. So what do you do?
I don't care what they look like as long as they can protect me. I don't care one bit.
So let me ask you a question about that. So let's just say, and there's a pretty good chance you're driving down Interstate 240, where they have had well over 100 sniper shootings just this year. You're driving down Interstate 240, and you get shot. When you call 911, do you tell them, send a white police officer, send a black police officer?
No.
You just want the police to show up. That's all.
Just help me.
Just help.
Just help.
These people that are serving in the Memphis City Council are evil. I'm just saying evil.
Then meanwhile, you know, they'll have their own little private security or whatever.
Of course
they do. You know
what
I mean? They'll be fine.
Of course
they do. But the rest of us, nah, you're on your own. Sorry.
It's insane. And again, I just don't know why the people put up with it. I really don't.
I think a lot of them turn, you know, they say ignorance is bliss. People just like don't pay attention. And then they get up to the ballot box and they're like, well, I don't know anything about these candidates. And I'm just going to, you know, my parents always voted this way and my grandparents voted this way. So I'm just going to keep doing it because nobody knows.
There you go. All right. Hey, look, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Toll free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us today here at our Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee. Let's go to the phones. Collierville, Tennessee. Chris listening to us on KWAM, our flagship station. Chris, what's on your mind today?
Thank you for taking my call, Todd. I just wanted to, you know, point out in your all's assertion about crime, you also have a problem. It's not just the city councils. It's not just the mayor and things like that. It's your district attorney. It's your attorney for the region, okay? Also, these weak prosecutors and these weak, very, very weak prosecuting attorneys. You got to throw the gauntlet down at some point. The responsibility is also in those people to go to the state and say, look, you have relaxed crime legislation. We want to make it harder. You need your DA and your prosecutors and people like that to step up to the state and say, we want harsher penalties, okay? Whatever happened to three strikes, you're out. So it's not, you know, you really got to look at the people that are in play. And that includes your district attorneys and your regional attorneys and, like I said, prosecutors and judges. I mean, this thing of slapping people on the wrist, I mean, heck, here in Shelby County, you know very well, Todd, they don't even prosecute kids who were down at Tom Lee Park a few years ago who were outright robbing people because they said, well, we don't want to clog up the juvenile system.
No,
who
I
cares?
Remember that. Yeah,
clog
no.
it up.
Yeah, I remember that, Chris. And I'm curious as a citizen here. I mean, look, if I were a member of the black community, I would be enraged because overwhelmingly this is a black-on-black crime issue. And it is it is dangerous in this city for everybody, but especially the black community.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And that's why I'm saying, you know, I really put a lot of blame on people that have the ability to go to the state, the DA, the attorneys for the region and the judges who could say, look, we got to stop this. Roll them in and roll them out. You know, how do you commit an armed robbery? And you turn around and you're out in 30 days. No. We're done with that. And so that's where a lot of the power lies is in those people. And so we've got to require them to be harsher, not just your city council and your mayor, but look at all the attorneys and the people that are in the prosecution that are involved. Who could demand harsher penalties?
And Chris, and we got to run here for the top of the hour break. But I will say this. Watching that city council in action, that tells me that people are not engaged in this community. There's no way half the people up there on that platform should be anywhere near an elected office. And that tells me that we're not sending the best and the brightest to City Hall. And that's happening all over America. I mean, look at the guy that burned down the Fox Christmas tree. The guy had just been let out of jail. The guy's got a rap sheet a mile long. Unbelievable. Folks, got to take a break here. A lot more coming up. Senator Marsha Blackburn, Trish Regan, and your calls as well. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello to the people of planet Earth. Todd Starnes here. What an honor to have you with us today. Hour two of the big show. And it is always an honor to broadcast border to border, coast to coast, across the fronted plain. A little echo in here today. Wow, we've got a great hour. It's a powerhouse hour. Senator Marsha Blackburn coming up a little bit later on in the program. We've got folks on hold. Hang tight. Joe and Ella J., Connor in Boston, Steve in Arkansas. Hang tight, guys, because I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. She is the queen of grace and style and finance. I can only be speaking of the one, the only, proprietor of TrishIntel.com, Trish Regan.
Hello. Thank you so much for that, Todd. Very kind, very warm, generous introduction.
Trish, I'm curious. You know, I follow you on the Instagram, and I always marvel at your home. It's just, it looks like it should be in a magazine. The Christmas how long does it take for you to decorate for the holidays?
A lot of time. You know, it's so funny you ask, because I'm still doing it. I got to get the garland up all over the staircase. Well, that's my husband's job. But, you know, I oversee. I point and that sort of thing. But we've been working really hard. We got the tree fully decorated 2 weekends ago with the kids. It's a big family thing. I really go in for this. I love it. Thank you. You know, I care about, you know, aesthetics and having a warm, comfortable house, and Christmas decorations are just part of that. Do you have yours up?
No, that's the running joke, is that I don't decorate for Christmas. Our radio station, it looks beautiful. We have the tree, the nativity scene, and the family gives me a very hard time that I don't decorate. Maybe I should get some. I mean, I will say this, Trish, I did a drive-by at Hobby Lobby just the other day, but the line was out the door, so I just kept on going. But.
You kept going. Well, you know, we've got all the Advent candles in the window and everything. I love this time of year. And, you know, and I have little kids still. So it's, you know, it's as much for them as it is for me. But thank you, Todd. I appreciate it. I'm going to have to put some more pictures up on Instagram. I know I did last year. I'm going to get going on that. So
ladies and gentlemen, you have to follow Trish Regan on all the social media platforms. And you can do that over at TrishIntel.com. I was glancing over. We've got a story popping up over at ToddStarnes.com about the cost of bacon skyrocketing, which is going to cause, you know, horror in the streets here in the Deep South. But this is all part of, you know, a big problem facing the country, Trish.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got a big read, a big, big number, Todd, on inflation today. Prices are up the most they have been in roughly 40 years. You got to go back to the early 80s, 1982, to see anything like this. We grew 6.8% overall in prices, and you know, bacon up considerably, as you guys mentioned on your website. We've got energy prices that are up 33%. I mean, look, it's costing nearly 60% more for people to heat their homes this winter. We have a real problem. I have been pounding the table. Like, sometimes I'm like, okay, people must be really getting sick of this, because I have been warning about this for well over a year now, and it's going to get worse. So brace yourself. I mean, I am convinced this is going to get far worse before it gets better. And you got a guy right now in office who doesn't have an economic clue. None. I mean, he does not. He's not that smart a man. Let me just say, unfortunately, I mean, and his academic records sort of prove it. Not the smartest man to begin with. And the fact that he thinks that he can blame this on transitory issues, or that he can say, oh, it's the oil company's fault, they must be gouging you, or it's maybe it's retailers' fault. No, it's the fault of bad policy, both from this administration and also the Federal Reserve. That's what's creating the inflation.
And Trish, the argument, and again, I'm a liberal arts major, so, you know, I'm not exactly the brightest bulb on, you know, financial issues. But the fact of the matter is, you know, the administration is out there saying, well, wages are going up. But the problem with that is inflation is outpacing those wage increases.
Uh-huh. In other words, you don't have to be an economics major to understand that. It's like, wait a second. Yeah, I'm making a little bit more money, but inflation is up 6.8%. And you know what? They don't even count housing. They got rid of housing in the overall inflation number way back in the 80s because they realized housing prices were going up so much and it was really, you know, making them look bad. So they got rid of it back then. So it's even worse than you think. But November's numbers proved exactly what you're saying, Todd. Real wages, which, by the way, the New York Times doesn't even want to talk about, either because they're just not that bright or because they've got their own agenda, maybe both, they went down 1.4% in the month of November. In other words, people are making less on a real basis. So unless you're going to, you know, go move to the Philippines or Timbuktu or somewhere where, you know, your dollar is going to go further, if you're here in the United States of America, prices are going up. Your dollar is worth less.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Trish Regan. She is host of the Trish Regan Show, which you can listen to and subscribe over on trishintel.com. Trish, it's interesting. You guys have a story up that we talked about on the program yesterday. Would you date a Democrat? And a poll shows most Democrats will not date Trump supporters. We found, you know, it's interesting. Most of our callers on this yesterday, they say they would just not want to date a Democrat man. They feel like that the more manly men in America are, in fact, the Republican men.
Well, you know what? Listen, this gets into controversial territory, but I'm a feminine woman who appreciates all the, you know, who appreciates masculine men. Let me just put it that way. I mean, you know, you want to, you know, there's certain things that I think are great about being a woman, and there are things that are tough, but also great about being a man. And I think that, you know, that makes sense to me. I mean, I wouldn't want to be married to or dating somebody who didn't think about little chivalries like opening the door for me. I mean, I call it old fashioned. I'm sorry. You know what? I'm the girl. I'm not going to kill the bug. Do you remember the episode years ago? There was some sitcom. I remember the woman was like, I don't kill the bug. The man does. I mean, look, I think that there's just some fundamental things in it that are kind of intrinsic, right? And the one problem with that study, though, Todd, was that you see how sort of biased one side is versus the other, right? I mean, the idea that Democrats will not date a Republican, but yet far more Republicans would date a Democrat, that seems kind of messed up to me. It shows how cancel culture is just so tolerated and allowed and getting worse and worse and worse.
It's a little intolerant of them, too. But by and large, you know, a couple of years ago, I actually did a survey, and it was not like a Gallup. You know, I didn't commission, you know, like one of the polling places to do this. But we just did an unofficial, unscientific survey, and we had a couple of thousand ladies, and we just said, what are the qualities you look for in a man? And it was funny because we had several ladies and who actually said this: we want somebody that will carry us out of the burning building. That's what they're looking for.
Yeah.
You know, God forbid that happens. But to your point, Trish.
I get it. You want somebody who's strong, who can be who you can lean on, that, you know, and women and men, they bring, and this isn't for everyone, but typically I think we bring different characteristics and strengths and different vulnerabilities to a relationship. And you want somebody who's strong, that can take care of you. You know, sorry. And by the way, I'm a working woman, and I'm all about, you know, women having as much power and opportunity as they possibly can. And they should be the ones to make those decisions.
Well said.
There's nothing wrong with looking to a guy who, you know, who is powerful as well.
And tall enough to put up the garland. So, that'd be,
and my husband's really tall.
To bring it full circle, you know. All right. Trish, always good hearing from you. And your website, it's bookmarked with us and with a lot of folks in our audience. You just have some great stuff over there.
Oh, thank you so much, Todd. And likewise, same to you. Merry Christmas. And I love looking at your site and listening to your show, too. It's good to chat with you.
Merry Christmas. Trish Regan, ladies and gentlemen, great American patriot, trishintel.com. And especially in the economic and financial side of things, she is spot on accurate. And I would encourage you to check out that page and bookmark it. All right, 844-747-8868. The lines are full, and we're just going to get right to it here, folks. It is an open line Friday, which means you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. You can be off topic today on Friday. I want to go to Steve in Central Arkansas, who wants to weigh in on the crime situation in Memphis. Hey, Steve, what's going on?
Hey, Todd. You talking about the deal in Memphis and why people don't vote these politicians that are in control out. I think probably the problem is people have already voted, but instead of voting at the ballot box, they voted with their feet. Most of the people that would vote this out of Memphis don't live in Memphis anymore. They live in northern Mississippi. They live in all the suburbs and stuff. This started basically 50 years ago or better with people leaving these big cities, and now we're seeing the results.
So when we moved away, to your point, when we moved away from the area, North Mississippi is right along the state line and also the city limits of Memphis. I lived in a town called South Haven, and I think maybe the population was about 3,000, 4,000, maybe 5,000 people. This would have been in the late 1970s. Steve, the population of DeSoto County right now, almost 190,000 people. And to your point, that's where people have just, they have evacuated the city. I mean, basically, DeSoto County became a refugee zone for all these people wanting to get out of Memphis.
Yes, and we're seeing the results of what it's doing to these cities. I'm a little ahead of you, Todd. I left Memphis in 1972, and I would almost be willing to bet, I was born and raised there, I was almost be willing to bet the city limits of Memphis itself are still about in the same place they were when I left in 1972.
Yeah, I think you're right there about that, Steve. And it's funny because they actually had a mayor, a guy by the name of Willie Harrington, and he actually tried to incorporate northern Mississippi into the city. They had to tell him, you can't do that. It's another state.
Yeah. And I'll take it one step further. We're even seeing this same phenomenon carry over to whole states, I believe.
Well, look, Little Rock, Arkansas, your crime rate there is almost as bad percentage-wise as what's happening in Memphis, which is number one in the nation, by the way. But, I mean, this is what we're seeing is crime being perpetrated in major American cities, all controlled by Democrats, every single one of them. So until and we had a caller on a little while ago who made a good point. It's not just the city councils. It's also about the district attorney offices and the prosecutors. We're going to have to get tough on crime. I mean, look, the criminals aren't stupid. They know they're going to be able to get away with it. Steve, got to run. Appreciate you listening. 844-747-8868. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
You know, we really are the only conservative talk radio station in the country with our own DJ. That's DJ Kyle. And maybe, Grace, wouldn't it be fun if one day maybe people could just call in and request a bumper music? Wouldn't that be fun?
I bet we would get Kyle a wider range of music genres.
Kyle just turned white as a ghost. So he's like, wait, what?
It's like me on trivia days.
Mm-hmm. I understand. One of our great listeners, Paul, writes in, wanted to say, Todd, law-abiding poor people in Memphis are the ones taking the hit for all the crime that liberals have given them. This is a great point. He says they can't move. They have no political power. They're just up the creek. There's nothing worse than a Democrat trying to help. Ain't that the truth, Paul? All right, let's go back to the phones again. Open Line Friday. What does that mean? Well, it means you can talk about whatever topic you want to raise. You don't have to stay on a particular issue. Let's go to the phones. Our good friend Connor in Boston wants to weigh in on rednecks. This ought to be entertaining. Connor, good to have you with us.
Todd Starnes, my good friend. I'm going to try to keep it brief today because word on the street is you know, the mayor of conservative Fox Nation, Joe McCutcheon's on hold, too. And, you know, it's kind of a tough act to lead up to. So, but I am going to tell you right now, when it comes down to rednecks, Todd, there's this move on the left right now where they want to make it look like rednecks are uneducated. They want to make it look like anybody who's a Republican, anybody who's a conservative is uneducated. That's why they're winning in some of these urban cities. It's like they're the educated ones and we're the non-educated ones, when it's really the opposite. If we get the messaging campaigns down, if we get the American people to understand what a redneck actually is, what it means to be conservative, what it means to be a Republican, all those types of issues, I see no issue with us winning the urban cities. None whatsoever. But we need to get the messaging down. We need the American people to understand exactly what it means to be a redneck. You know, rednecks come in all shapes and sizes, all forms of life. And we just need to get that messaging campaign down, I think.
You know, it's interesting, Connor. You know, great example of what you're talking about. Phil Robertson, our pal over at Duck Dynasty. You know, this guy, when you look at Phil Robertson, and a lot of people in the media in Hollywood portrayed him as a redneck, which he is, and I think he proudly holds on to that title. But here's a guy who was a former school teacher who has a master's degree. He's a brilliant man.
I'll tell you right now, being in Boston, I get to, you know, there's so many people who I know who have gone to Harvard, who have gone to Northeastern, who've gone to so many of these different types of universities. And I'm going to tell you, they're not any smarter than the rest of us. I mean, quite frankly, some of them are not as smart. And we need just to understand that there's much more to being intelligent, much more to being smart than having a Harvard degree. I mean, quite frankly, it really doesn't carry a lot of weight other than the networking.
Yeah, it's a great point. And Connor, I suspect that you would be a great Yankee redneck, you know, if there were such a thing. Maybe we can create that. I don't know.
I'll identify as one. How about that? Yeah.
I love it. Well, you know, hey, that's all right. Connor, always great hearing from you. Keep triggering the leftist up there in Boston.
My pleasure, my good friend, and I have you on fans here.
All right, Merry Christmas. Connor from Boston, who now self-identifies as a redneck. I like that. 844-747-8868. This item, where is that story? Grace Baker, you sent this to me, and we're gonna get into this a little bit later on. A California cafe is having to apologize because they posted a help wanted sign. And they said they wanted workers who don't cry and who are willing to work hard. They also want workers that are never late, have no excuses, and smile no matter what. And it's called Creation Organic. It's one of these juice cafes, a juice bar.
Yeah, it sounds like they want employees from Chick-fil-A or Disney World.
But clearly. So anyway, apparently all you-know-what's broken loose because now people are upset that they dared to ask for people who want to actually work hard to get a paycheck. All right, well, go figure. All right, hang tight, folks. We've got Joe from LJ, Bill from Cordova, Tennessee, Tom from Georgia. You guys hang tight. Got a couple of lines open as well, 844-747-8868. Open Line Fridays, ladies and gentlemen.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact. I
You know what it is with all the love songs today, Grace Baker? The rumor is Kyle's got a date tonight.
Oh.
No, that's the rumor.
You're making him blush.
No, we had a big family gathering scheduled this evening. We're going to the singing Christmas tree at the Bellevue Baptist Church, and so that's the rumor.
Well, if it's a date, that's fair. You can't cancel on a girl.
No, I was trying to figure out what's up with all the bumper music with the love songs.
We'll have to get all the details.
Oh, we're getting the details. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, Senator from the great state of Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn. Senator, good to have you back with us.
It is good to be with you. Thank you so much.
Hey, before we jump into the big stories, I'm curious, Senator, have you already got the Christmas decorations up? And I mean, it's a big job for a lot of folks. We just had Trish Regan on, and she's been doing it for decorating for 2 weeks now.
Oh, you know, at our home, we celebrate and just really have a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner. And then the minute that we clear the table from the Thanksgiving dinner, we put on the Christmas music, and we start decorating for Christmas. And by the time the end of the weekend comes around, we're in full-blown Christmas mode.
You see, I like the way you because you know, a lot of people start before Thanksgiving, and I'm with you. I like after Thanksgiving and get it all out there and start your celebration one holiday at a time is what I say.
That's so true. And we just really make quite a big deal out of transitioning from Thanksgiving to Christmas and starting the Christmas season. And it's a lot of fun. Every family does it differently. And we like doing that for our family.
So, Senator, I'm at the Kroger in my neighborhood in Germantown, Tennessee, and looking at the bacon. And the headline on our website, bacon is up 21%, Bidenflation, it's out of control. And I know you've been weighing in on this on your Twitter feed. It's people are just really struggling out there.
Yes, they are. By the time they go to the pump and they fill up and then they go to the grocery store, then they're seeing so much more money come out of their paycheck. And Todd, the other day I was talking to a lady that works in home health. And she is in her car all day long. She fills up a couple of times a week. She said it was really tough for her during the Obama years, better during the Trump years. It made such an impact. You know, every time you pull up to the pump, if you're spending $20 more, that is a significant impact. And, of course, she had that extra $20 in her pocket during the Trump years, and now it is costing her so much more. And she said she generally fills her car up about twice a week in order to make her rounds and to be out and about. And so that and the prices at the grocery store, the prices when you go to Walmart to buy Christmas items and decorations and paper products and plastic cups and all of those things that you use so much more during the holidays, you are seeing a significant impact.
Senator, you were on Fox and Friends, you and Senator Bill Hagerty, and I just have to say, maybe I'm biased here, but I think we've got the best senators in all of America with both you and Senator Hagerty. But it was, I thought you really did a great job of really pointing out how, you know, when you know, it's the combo package here, inflation, crime on the streets, illegals, and inflation, it's really causing all of us to struggle and suffer this year.
Oh, yes, it is. And as I said this morning on Fox and Friends, you know, security moms are back in a big way, whether it is healthcare security, economic security, educational security, what our children are being taught in school, and the fact that we want children to be safe at school and at activities, the way security moms are so concerned about crime in the streets and the drugs and the gangs, and much of that is tied back to that porous southern border. And people are demanding that something be done, but the Biden administration just kind of sits there and looks at people and doesn't take any action, and it is dumbfounding. you know, people talk about this all the time because they're living it and they can't believe the Biden administration is so callous and shows a lack of caring.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend from the volunteer state, Senator Marsha Blackburn. Senator, another big story, the Biden administration coming out announcing, what are they calling it, a diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Olympics. What gets me is they're not even calling for businesses to boycott, which I think would pack a much bigger punch here.
Well, if you were to say we're not going to have U.S. Networks over there to cover the Olympics, because a big part of their money is made out of TV. And if you were to say we're not going to have our businesses as sponsors of the Olympics, because that is the second biggest thing. I mean, you know, Xi Jinping doesn't give a ripping flip if we send our diplomats or not, because there's no money or power in that for him. As long as he can get the TV cameras there and the athletes there, he's good. And what you should do is take that away from him. That would be the smart thing to do.
Senator, yesterday phones lit up over concerns about not just China, but also Russia and Ukraine, Iran. And there are great concerns that we could end up stumbling or tumbling our way into some sort of an armed conflict with those guys. And, of course, with the Chinese and Taiwan, what can you tell us? What's the mood and what are folks saying there in the Senate?
Well, we are very concerned about what you see happening with China and the way they're bullying Taiwan, the way they're continuing to carry out their genocide, and they make no apologies for it. Likewise, at the same time, you have to look at Russia and Joe Biden's weakness that he has displayed with Russia. Now, he had a phone call with Putin at Putin's request and Xi Jinping at Xi Jinping's request. Now, what do you think they were doing in those phone calls? They were sizing up Joe Biden to see how much he was going to push back on them. If they don't see any pushback, then they know they can move forward. And you look at these adversaries and you look at how they pushed forward to global dominance during the time of Barack Obama and Joe Biden, and how they retreated during the time of President Donald Trump. And it tells you all you need to know about who has the toughest foreign policy and who these adversarial leaders fear. They don't fear Joe Biden.
Right.
They know he's not going to come after him. He's not going to do anything.
All right. Well, Senator, we're going to have to leave it there. One final note. I could not help but notice I saw just in the background the sign. I was trying to figure out where you guys were. You were at the Pancake Pantry this morning.
Yes, we were.
Well, look, I will say the sweet potato pancakes there are pretty darn good. But, Senator, when you come back to Memphis, we're going to have to take you down to Stacks for some awesome pancakes.
That sounds like a winner to me. Take care.
All right. Merry Christmas, Senator Marsha Blackburn. You. Ladies and gentlemen, they're in Nashville. They were on Fox and Friends, broadcasting from the Pancake Pantry there in Nashville earlier today, which, by the way, is a great place. And you got to – my recommendation is the sweet potato pancakes there. But anyway, the senator really going through a number of big, big issues, including – whether or not we're going to be faced with an armed conflict with the Russians. By the way, did you hear what Biden? This is terrible. So President Biden was speaking at the ceremony for Senator Bob Dole, lying in state in the Capitol Rotunda. And remember what we told you about Biden. Just like in Anchorman, they'll read whatever is on that teleprompter, cut number 10.
And I'm Ron Burgundy. Go f*** yourself, San Diego.
Remember, Ron Burgundy, he'll read whatever is on that teleprompter. And so Biden was concluding some remarks, which were very nice remarks, about the late Senator Bob Dole. And here's what happened.
Has certainly faced periods of division. But at the end of the day, we've always found ways to come together. we can find that unity again. Then the message said, end of message.
No, you're not supposed to read. No, that was the end of the message. No, you're not supposed to read. Jeez, Alou. I mean, this is the guy who we're still trying to figure out what he was talking about a few days ago. And we're just going to go through these. Let's play cut 2, 3, and 4, one after another.
Under the leadership of mayors like, you know, our mayor here. Where am I? This is the United States of America, for God's sake.
And, of course, how can we forget this?
Batik Health Care.
I mean, how do we forget Batik Health Care? Or, for that matter, whatever cut number 6 is.
True and international average of...
True and international average of pressure.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
All right, let's get right to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Our good friend Joe from LJ been holding on for a while. Joe, what's on your mind today?
Todd, you did a great job last night on Newsmax. Todd, I just want to make a brief statement. As you know, I'm working hard for David Perdue, and I'm doing it in a very positive way. I think in politics, we get to, if we can't be for a candidate, then we are, in my opinion, we shouldn't be for them. I mean, in other words, if you think the people they're running against, you have to criticize them and attack them, then in my opinion, you don't have a very good candidate. And that's why I feel so good about David. David is a small business and a taxpayer champion with a highly successful background. And all I'm going to do is praise him. I'm not going to say anything at all about his opponents. And I think we need more, I guess I'd say more love and kindness in politics. Be for people. I mean, Todd, like you got, I don't know who you're, well, I don't worry about your competition. You're a great talk show host, and I don't have anything negative to say about you. But if I did, I probably wouldn't say it. I don't. But you know what I mean? I mean, be positive with people, and you're a very positive, loving person, and that's basically what I wanted to say. But you did a great job on Newsmax. You're doing a great job with your program. I want you to have a great weekend and keep up the great work, Todd Starnes.
Well, Joe, we always appreciate having you on the phone. Thanks for calling in, Joe, and always a good. He's a big David Perdue fan, and Perdue is he's making some waves out there, and it's going to taking on the a sitting Republican, an incumbent Republican governor. That's going to be quite a fight down there. We'll see how that goes. I would be supportive of Perdue. Perdue would be my guy. I just hope he can pull it off. I mean, he didn't win the Senate race. Now he says that the race was in, it was stolen. I wish he had not have conceded if that was the case. I mean, I sure wouldn't have conceded. All right, let's go to Bill in Cordova, Tennessee, listening to us on our great flagship station, KWAM. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, you left out the original Bill in Cordova part, but that's okay.
Oh, well, my apologies. I'm going to blame that on Grace. Grace, that's your fault.
That's all right. I have to say that because there's another original Bill in Cordova that calls every now and then. But one thing real quick on the economy that you were talking about earlier is a lot of people don't realize this, but over the 8-year period that Barack Obama was president, the cost of a basket of groceries, a shopping cart average cost went up 39%. That's an incredible thing in itself. I don't know what the actual inflation rate is.
Now, that would be now, Bill, that's the original deplorable basket right there, 39%.
Exactly.
See what I did there, Grace?
It is deplorable. It's a Democrat thing that we have to live with. And that was it on the economy. But when you got to talking about the election and the districts and the congressmen and everything, a lot of people don't realize that Tennessee and a lot of other states in the country have what are called super districts. I have a big problem with this. Shelby County is in a super district, and that's why Steve Cohen keeps getting elected. They've rigged it so that in District 5 and District 9 in Tennessee, you're always going to have a Democrat getting elected unless we can wake up the voters. Now, Charlotte Bergman's given Cohen a run for his money in a couple of the last few races, and she's done a good job. But, you know, if she's going to run again, that's great. But we need to beat Steve Cohen.
Well, look, I think a lot of that, Bill, is the fact that we're not, you know, the Republican Party has to be a broader big tent party. And that means going into areas like Whitehaven, Tennessee, which is a suburb of Memphis, and saying, okay, let's find some conservative business owners out there. Let's find some conservative pastors who might be willing to run for office. And that's going to take time. And that's going to take a lot of work. But I believe it can be done. I think it has to be done if Republicans are going to be successful, especially in urban areas around the country. Because a lot of people may not realize this. But in Memphis, and I suspect the same is true in places like St. Louis and Birmingham, you're looking at black populations that are not liberal. We're talking about black populations that are social conservatives. And those are folks that would feel very comfortable in the Republican Party if they knew that the Republican Party wanted them in the party.
Right. And that goes along with those super districts, Todd. These are rigged. Always have Democrats win, which means that your vote as a conservative and my vote as a conservative for Congress and District 9 doesn't mean a thing. And that is a ripoff to us. And super districts, yeah. I don't know why they're even allowed, but they need to be taken away. And I've had this conversation with Trey Hargett that went.
And again, you know, I don't want to get into the local weeds or the state weeds on the national show, Bill. But I see your point here, and it is something that has to be addressed. We've got to skedaddle, Bill. Appreciate you calling in. 844-747-8868. By the way, you know, he was talking about he's the original Bill, Grace Baker. That reminds me of a crazy story in New York City, where there was a big controversy with one of the pizza joints, Ray's Pizza. And down there, a pizza is kind of like barbecue here in Memphis.
Sure.
You know, there are a lot of pizza joints, a lot of barbecue joints. So anyway, there was a big squabble, and Ray's Pizza, the owners, they had a divorce. They parted ways, a parting of the ways.
Uh-oh.
And so they had so they had Ray's Pizza, and then they had something called the original Ray's Pizza.
Well, that's just confusing.
It's very confusing. So they literally, if you go to New York City, you'll see Ray's Pizza, and then you'll see the original Ray's.
Are they the same recipe?
Well, I don't know.
You didn't go try both of them?
No. I mean, that was okay, but it's a slice is a slice. What are you going to do? I know that's controversial. Oof. It would be like us, you know, here in barbecue. You know, barbecue is different. You know, you don't go to Central Barbecue for the chopped pork sandwich. You go to Tops for that. But you go to Central for the ribs and the pork rinds.
And the nachos.
Okay, well, yeah, nachos. Exactly. Anyway, so original Bill. So there, original Bill from Cordova. All right, folks, got to take a break. Wow, a lot more coming your way, plus your calls. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Grace, we're apparently at DEFCON 4. DEFCON 4 from the National Weather Service.
What are we doing in here?
I don't know. We should be in the basement. I realize we don't have a basement in the bunker.
I got to go get
Merlot. How is it that our bunker doesn't have a basement?
I think the studio where you're at, well, maybe not the safest.
I don't know. You know, Rush Limbaugh, El Rushbo, you know, they had like their Southern Command. It was heavily fortified. I think a hurricane could have struck that thing and you wouldn't have known it. They would have been off the air.
I don't know. We're pretty well fortified. I don't know about if we could survive a hurricane.
They're telling us, I don't know, most of the listening audience, and we've got millions of people that listen to the Todd Stearns radio program, and a good chunk of them are under some sort of a warning or watch right now.
Here we go. Just for perspective, 2 days ago in Memphis, Tennessee, the high was 46 degrees. Today, the high is 77, and my head and nose is not having it.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything, but I can see that.
I'm sorry.
I understand.
I blame
it's the weather. It is the weather. It is. Anyway, severe storms are saying maybe tornadoes. So
charge up those iPhones.
My encouragement: listen to your local radio station. When the power goes out, just make sure that radio you've got batteries. And if you don't have our app, you should really get the app. Here's the deal: it's free. And you can get it at KWAM Radio, KWAMradio.com. You're going to be able to listen to 24 hours of conservative talk radio wherever you are in the world. And it's not just the Todd Stearns Show. You're going to get Armstrong and Getty, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Lars Larson, Larry Elder, and our good buddies over at Red Eye Radio. So it is... as a matter of fact, we've got the link on the live show blog. So if you go there, you'll be able to, it'll take you directly to where you can download that app and you'll be able to listen to the station. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have with us from the state of New York, Assemblyman Colin Schmidt. He's been a regular on the program. Assemblyman, good to have you back with us.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks for having me on. And Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy New Year.
And likewise, sir. And a big story that we've been looking at, and we have this up on our website, the Democrats there in New York City have given nearly 800,000 non-citizens. Now, we're not talking about illegals. We are talking about illegals, but predominantly citizens who are here on some sort of a work visa, and they're going to be able to vote in local New York City elections. Your reaction to that?
It's out of control. I mean, New York City and the radical New York City Council just continues to drive further and further to the left. Now, as you mentioned, upwards of 900,000 to a million non-residents. So we're talking green card holders. We're talking others who are maybe on some type of work authorization or work permit. And they're not American citizens. And, you know, we certainly should still respect the rights of citizenship and value the rights of American citizenship here. I mean, this bill is illegal, should not be able to stay. I don't believe would withstand a court challenge, but it's also un-American. And, I mean, a lot of these individuals who the city council wants to allow to vote in New York City elections still vote in their country's elections because they're still citizens of their countries. France, the Dominican Republic, Brazil, many countries across Europe and Africa and the Americas allow expatriates to vote. So the percentage is pretty high of those 800 to a million non-citizens in New York are saying to vote, who can vote for somebody in their country, whether it be president, prime minister, or local elections. It doesn't make any sense. They have a right to vote in their home or their home of origin, their country of origin. Why are they also then allowed to vote as non-citizens in our elections? It goes against everything that our country stands for fundamentally and the values of citizenship.
And look, Mr. Assemblyman, and they're saying, well, this is just for local elections. That's a load of hooey. We all know what's going to happen here. And we're not talking about a couple of thousand people. We're talking about 800,000 people. If just a fraction of that number go out and vote in local elections, they are going to skew these races.
And your point is well taken, because the New York City Board of Elections is one of the most incompetent organizations, particularly government organizations, but organizations in general in the world. It is
universally reviled by every party, by every good government group, by anyone who's ever had to deal with them. So I see a 0% chance that the New York City Board of Elections doesn't screw up this implementation and tracking, because you have to go to them as a citizen to register to vote. And now if this legislation becomes fully enacted, you have to go to them as a non-citizen to register to vote, and they administer the whole process. This is the same organization that ran test ballots through the vote count for mayor, and they had to try to in the primary and had to try to undo that. And now we want to task that incompetent organization with properly tracking which level of vote a person can get. They're not capable of doing that. And you're just, as you pointed out, going to create continual problems in what is an un-American, illegal legislative action from the very beginning. There's just no way that this doesn't get worse as time goes on.
Now, Mr. Assemblyman, I want you to weigh on another big story that made headlines. Full disclosure, until I moved to New York City, I was not familiar with the bagel or the schmear. I didn't know what that was. But after living 15 years in Brooklyn, I figured it out pretty quickly. I prefer the everything bagel, you know, with the all that stuff on it. But there's a big problem, because apparently there is a cream cheese shortage because of the supply chain issues. And people there in New York City are going bonkers. Cut number 11, please.
This one is a real scandal. The cream cheese crisis is apparently getting worse. First, it was local bagel shops all throughout the city sounding the alarm. Now Junior's famous cheesecakes are in jeopardy. Our Jennifer Williams explains how the cream cheese shortage has crippled the company's main baking facility.
Without cream cheese, it's about 85% of what the ingredients are in our cheesecake. We can't bake anything.
So there you have it. Mr. Assemblyman, I think this is a national emergency if Junior shuts down.
It, without a doubt it is. And cheesecake is delicious. Junior's, like you said, New York bagels. And it goes beyond this. I mean, so many businesses in New York and across this country are facing supply chain issues. I have a friend who recently had a car accident, can't get their car repaired because they can't get all of the items into the repair shop to repair the car. We have a supply chain issue. Inflation is driving the cost of everything through the roof, and businesses are suffering, and all of us are suffering, particularly here in the holiday season. And, it's unfortunately, I think Biden and the Pelosi Democrats are trying to laugh this off, and you're trying to make it a joke, or that's not serious. But whether it's our cream cheese, our desserts for Christmas, or trying to get our cars repaired or drive our kids to school, everything costs more, and we're not able to get our presents and the things that we want to enjoy in our day-to-day life or need for our day-to-day life. And this is on the White House. This is on Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats in Congress. And they failed. We see the statistics that came out today, the highest rate of inflation in 39 years. I mean, this is real stuff that's impacting each and every one of us, each and every American. It's serious, and I think this highlights more than anything else why we need to restore checks and balances, particularly in the federal government, because New Yorkers and Americans from every state in the nation, we cannot continue this rate of inflation and this supply chain issue. It's destroying families. It's destroying the economy.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there, Mr. Assemblyman. We appreciate you coming on the show, and we're just praying that Junior's is going to be able to continue making those delicious cheesecakes. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. It's true. You know, I was down at Bryant's Breakfast the other day. It's the popular breakfast joint here in Memphis, and they make great biscuits, probably the best biscuits in town. And they didn't understand the whole bagel schmear thing. They couldn't understand that. And I said, well, let me explain it to you. I said, see that great biscuit and see that big dollop of butter you got on that biscuit? Imagine there was no butter for your – what? What? No butter for the biscuits? What are you talking about? I said, that's what the cream cheese issue was all about. So, and then they understood it. So there you go. Hey, before we go to the break, I want to go to Virginia. Brad is on the line, and Brad is, I understand, Brad, Grace is telling me that you have tried the Brim's Snack Foods?
Yes.
Is that right? So Brim's is one of my, that's my favorite snack food, best pork rinds in America. Tell me about your experience.
Well, I actually tried their barbecue pork rinds, and you are correct. They are very good, and we also had some of their cheese puffs and maybe a couple of other items. We found them at a local store, and hearing about them on your show is why we tried them. And I don't know if all your listeners know this. I didn't know it until we purchased them. Every bag has a Bible verse on it.
Yes, sir. You know, they're a Christian-owned family company, and I just love that.
Yes. And another sponsor of your program that advertises with you is Mike Lindell with the MyPillow Company. And actually, last year, as a Christmas idea, I gave all the members of my family items from MyPillow.com. So I would recommend, if people are out there still struggling with what to buy someone that pretty much has everything, go to MyPillow.com, use promo code STARNS, and get the cheapest price ever on the standard MyPillow.
Well, Brad, you are a great American. You know what we got to do, Grace? We got to give Brad the biscuit book. Brad, can we send you a copy of our daily biscuit devotions with a drawl?
Yes, that'd be great.
Well, we'd love to do that, and it pairs well with the barbecue pork rinds. But you're right, Brad. I'm telling you, those barbecue pork rinds, they will make you want to slap somebody. They're that good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to put Brad. Whoops. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brad. What's that?
It will especially make you want to slap somebody that voted for Joe Biden.
That's a great slogan, actually. All right, Brad, hang tight. Brad from Virginia, bragging on our great sponsors, and we have the best sponsors in America. And folks, I really, you know, I appreciate Brad calling in, and maybe some of you have tried out some of our other sponsors, and we'd love to hear from you as well. And it just makes them feel good knowing that folks are getting out there and trying their products. Speaking of MyPillow, and Brad has a great point, it is the lowest prices you're going to find over at MyPillow.com/Starnes. Mike gave us our own page, MyPillow.com/Starnes. And just as an example, that classic standard MyPillow, normally $70, you're going to be able to pick it up for $19.98 with my promo code. You're also going to be able to get great discounts on all of their other products, and they've got about well over 150 products. From they've got sleepwear, they've got the slippers, the doggy bed, which Merlot just thoroughly enjoys. All you need to go to order is MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use my last name as the promo code, and you're going to get that discount. Or you can just give them a call, 800-544-8939. That's 800-544-8939. Promo code STARNES, and you're going to get, just like Brad said, you're going to get the cheapest prices ever over at MyPillow. We'll be right back, folks.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
So, Grace, I'm still trying to figure out what the problem is here with this help wanted sign. Creation Organic. It's a juice cafe chain in California.
I think the problem is, Todd, it's not sensitive enough.
No, that seriously. People are very upset. They were triggered by this thing. So I'm going to go through here. And some of the comments are just awful. They're saying that it is openly admitting you have a toxic working environment and still blaming the workers is deeply diseased.
Dang.
I know your family died in a fire, but I appreciate you working a double, read another post. No, that okay.
I think they're over-exaggerating that just a wee bit.
So they've apologized, but here's what the, and I'm curious, maybe our listeners, maybe they can help us out here. I just don't see a problem with any of this. So They're looking for people to work. They're offering a pretty good job. It's, what, $15 an hour. I mean, that's not bad for making wheatgrass, you know, wheat juice or whatever you call that, the green stuff. It looks like you're drinking.
Just go work somewhere else if you don't want to, you know, work there. Go somewhere else. Go make wheatgrass somewhere else.
It's like a liquefied infection. The first time I saw that, the green, that kind of weird green, it looked like an infection, like a sinus infection.
I think it's supposed to cure those, but
one of our staffers, one of the new guys, one of the healthy people. I'm not going to name names, but we all know who it is. Brought me over. There's a place called the Raw Girls, which is a juice bar here in Memphis. And look, I'm sure that they're very successful. So clearly, whatever they do well.
Yes.
But they brought back something to me to drink, and it was made with, is it turmeric?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know what that is. But it started out with an aftertaste.
Yeah. So like a before taste?
Yes. Before you, I mean, it's like my nose revolted. I'm like, whoa.
It can be pretty
dang
strong.
What is that? Woo.
It's actually really good for you, though.
It's bad when you got to spray Febreze onto your drink before.
Ew.
I'm just saying, it's that bad. Anyway, this is a juice bar. They said, still looking for that special person. You know the one. Actually available. Has an open schedule. Doesn't cry, is never late, has no excuses, works hard, has no BS. Can I just add something? Has no BO. Can we put that in there too?
Ooh, yes, I agree.
Smiles no matter what. That one. Think you might be the one? I think that's a pretty good job description.
That's a pretty good list.
But man, they got so much. Oh, here's what somebody wrote. The lack of self-awareness of some business owners is shocking.
Again, if you don't like it, don't work there.
Somebody actually wrote this, Grace. Sounds like the list of requirements my violent ex-partner insisted on.
Dang.
This is brutal. Brutal. Anyway, they've apologized and have hired some sort of an HR director. Here's a statement. From a newly hired HR perspective, their explanation was that they're in a very frustrating position given the current climate with the job market. Yes, there are wusses in America. Far too many of them. While their intentions with the signs were good and lighthearted, we absolutely agree that the wording on the signage was way too harsh. Okay, what was harsh? What was harsh about this?
I think it was the crying part. That's what they were complaining
about.
Yeah,
well, that's fine. But you know what? I don't want your salty tears in my wheatgrass.
I don't know. It might add a little bit of flavor.
It could be. Maybe that was what was missing with the turmeric juice. A little salt. Would you mind weeping into my juice, please? I'll just have a V8. So, I just don't get... Folks, have we raised a generation of wusses? Is that what we're dealing with right now in America? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. Of course, if it's a conservative crying, that might be sweet tears. So that might be, I don't know, sugary. You know what? I need a V8. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Todd Stern Show.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Hour three, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, and they still have not thrown us off the air. That's a good thing. Great to have you with us today. A lot going on out there. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Welcome back to the program, our good friend, Ken LaCourte, who has honestly one of the best newsletters out there, Media Action Network, fighting back against the liberal media. Ken, hope you're doing good today.
Todd, I'm doing great. They haven't taken us down yet, so we live to fight another day.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I know that Grace Baker told you I wanted to ask you about this because it's California centric. So this juice bar out there, they put out a list of requirements for employees. One of them basically saying, "Don't cry." And they want people to show up for work on time. They're having to apologize for this. What's going on out there in California?
So, look, part of it's California, part of it's Twitter. So these guys post something that says, you know, kind of tongue-in-cheek, we're looking for that special someone, you know, the one who has an open schedule, is never late, doesn't cry, works hard, smiles no matter what. And, you know, the retards on Twitter go crazy, right? Because you can't, you know, I mean, people are waiting around for you to call them a ma'am when they actually have a penis or wearing a dress or vice versa. So if anybody reacts to the tweet, so, you know, you can post up something that offends one out of a million people in the real world. Well, on Twitter, that's one out of 10,000. And when there are 10 million people there, you get 1,000 people telling you you're horrible. And then so these guys that were just kind of being cute look up and see all this. And so, you know, they do the exact wrong thing. Instead of saying, shut up, they say, oh, we are so sorry. And we didn't mean to trigger the criers. And, you know, emotional distress is a real thing in life. It's just a nonsense merry-go-round that we've created.
Ken, years ago, when I was living in Brooklyn, I would go over. They had a great lounge over at the Marriott in the Brooklyn Bridge Marriott, right there at the base of the Brooklyn Bridge. And I would go over there on Tuesdays, and I would write. I was working on a book at the time, and one day I show up, and I'm not kidding you. There must have been the little people, the midgets. There must have been 1,000 of them. I mean, all over the place. And so I go over to the.
You thought somebody was spiking your coffee.
I didn't know what was going on, so I go over to the front desk, the bellman, and I'm like, "Oh, what's up with the midgets?" And the guy his face goes white. He goes, "For the love of God, man, they're little people. You can't say midget." I didn't know.
It's like. Now it's like that one. Now you know, and you know we certainly know certain racial things that we can't say anymore. Although weirdly, they twist around to get so similar that you know people of color is a preference, but colored people will get you a punch in the face. It's like
everything changes.
Yeah,
it is very
really hard. Is when they make up words and then get mad that you don't use their new cisgender-ishy type of words, but. Oh man, we're just like the old people, like getting off my lawn. I'm getting more sympathy for those guys that I used to make fun of in my 20s.
They make a lot more sense the older I get. to be honest with you, Ken LaCourt, ladies and gentlemen, a Media Action Network. And if you do not subscribe to this newsletter, you should. It is so well done. A couple of stories from today's piece. I'm shocked by. I think I had heard somebody talking about the story that you guys have. Titleist is actually blocking customers from personalizing golf balls. What's the problem there?
Well, only certain, you know, no swear words or let's go Brandon.
What? That's crazy.
This is a fun one because, you know, it started off with some naughty words and then they changed it. But then it's like, well, but that's actually referencing something else. So, these guys, again, they don't want to wake up and have, you know, people on Twitter screaming at them, I guess. So, you know, everybody's uptight.
Somebody wrote there was another story about, I guess, a boat competition, a Christmas boat parade, and the boat was decked out with Let's Go Brandon, and they actually won, and then there was some controversy, so they actually rescinded the prize in the Christmas boat parade. People are very sensitive these days, Ken.
You know, I think it presents an opportunity. I hope that this craziness, I mean, you know, most comedians are now just putting out bland stuff. But, I mean, speaking of comedy, so look, most comedy shows on late night have turned into basically, you know, we're projecting liberal values. We will kind of say something funny. We'll mock Trump and everybody who liked him. And that's kind of what's substituting for, you know, on all of the, you know, the Jimmy Kimmels, the, you know, Saturday Night Live, they've all stopped trying to be funny just to do that. And then when you look at some heartening numbers, Greg Gutfeld, our former colleague, he's he's beating the Tonight Show. He's beating in on a late night Fox cable station. He's beating the big boys when it comes to ratings. Because at a certain point, people say this is ridiculous, and they'll go to somebody who makes them laugh, as opposed to, you know, how many times can you mock Donald Trump with something unfunny?
And Gutfeld's, you know, and again, that's really an underreported story. You're right. We're talking mm-hmm. about beating the networks here, not another cable yeah. channel. We're talking about the networks, and he's cleaning their clocks.
Yeah, and people who don't kind of understand like how distribution and how those lower numbered channels just draw a lot more eyeballs on a typical day, it's a big deal.
I have a funny Gutfeld story.
We're still going through this craziness time, but I think it opens up some opportunities. I still don't want to act like it's an overall positive. We're still living in some weird 1950s era that you know, you and I are the communist de jure of that era. But there are some nice hopes.
Yeah, and again, I love the fact that you guys are pointing out the media hypocrisy out there, and especially when it comes to the Juicy Smollett story. As God bless Dave Chappelle. That's all I can say. God bless that man for giving us that nickname, Juicy Smollett. All right. Wow. Ken LaCroix, by the way, I've got to tell you my funny Gutfeld story.
Sure.
So Gutfeld was invited to give the keynote address at a religious liberty event in California, right in Orange County. And it's like 3,000 people in attendance. It's over at the Grand Californian, right off of Disneyland's mm-hmm, property. Mm-hmm. And so I was the MC. So Gutfeld comes over one day. He came into the office and he goes, "Hey, look, I just got the craziest email from these people, and they're telling me that I can't cuss during my speech." And I said, "Well, what were you going to say?" And he goes, "Well, I was just going to list the words, some of which we can't repeat on the radio." And I'm like, "Yeah, you can't say those words to a bunch of Christians." So you know what he does, LaCourte? He gets up. After I introduce him, he gets up and he says, "I just want you guys to know something about your fellow Christian Todd Starnes. Back at Fox News, he's known as a closet drunk." Is that not awesome? I thought it was a great joke. Wow.
At least he didn't call you an effing drunk.
At least he didn't cuss. So there you go.
You know, I had a small hand in getting him into Fox News.
Is that right?
My good friend, Andrew Breitbart. We were good friends, and he would call when Andrew would ask for a favor. It was never to help him. It was always kind of like to help the conservative media cause. So one day he calls me, and of course he was hyperactive. He's like, "You gotta hire Greg Gutfeld." And I'm like, "Who's Greg Gutfeld?" And Greg had recently been, or a few years before, been fired for like one of those lads magazine, kind of like a European GQ, one of those types of things where he'd hired a little person to do a strip tease or something like that. And I looked him up, and what Greg was doing at that time is if you recall, there was at one point, one of the top terrorists that America wanted was a guy named Al-Zarqawi. And so Greg had a blog that was pretending to be Al-Zarqawi's mom. He called it "Our Zarqawi's Mom's Blog." And it was hilarious because there was a picture, which I'm pretty sure was Greg in a burqa, but he would talk about coming to California and hanging out with Rosie O'Donnell because, you know, this was a time when the left was starting to sympathize with any Muslim, whether they were a terrorist or not. And then he'd burst out in the middle of this blog, you know, "Die Jewish infidels." And then he would go back. It was hilarious. Something that I don't know if you could do anymore. And it was like, how do you not bring a guy like that into the company?
No, and it just, he's irreverent. And, of course, Red Eye Radio, when that started, I was the overnight anchor for Fox Radio. So I was working 9P to 6A. And that show just had a cult-like following. When he was the host, and of course several of the guys, I can't remember names now. I'm getting old, Ken. But a lot of great folks from Fox that are now working there got their first start on that overnight show.
Right. What it was is because it was so late, and the same with Red Eye. Most of the executives were asleep and didn't watch it.
That's true.
So, you know, it's like, I mean, there was a little bit of like the Christian conference. It was like, you know, don't say a naughty word. I mean, you know, there were old older people's sensibilities who ran Fox, right? Well, when it was sleeping and you could say stupid things and do this, it attracted a very different audience, and a loyal audience. It was still relatively small because it was late at night. But people who are like, okay, I can't get this type of conservatism anywhere. I can get Jeanine Pirro yelling at people, and you know, I can get that all the time. But to have some of that, which now is you know, you see pockets of that on the internet, that was a rarity back then.
It was, and they used to brutalize me. They did a segment called "The Power of Starnes," which had my own theme song. It was brilliant. Oh, it was just awful, but it was pretty darn funny. Ken, we've got to run. Where can people go if they want to sign up for the newsletter?
Love to have you. They go to mediaactionnetwork.com, and you know, it's all driven to get you. It's very obvious to sign up to it from that point. And we send it out pretty much every day, and we're kicking at the media a little bit. We're giving you a way to kind of fight back, whether it's sending nasty grams to whomever or helping some of the victims of this crazy media landscape that we have.
Love it. Mediaactionnetwork.com, folks. Got to check that out. Ken, good having you on. We'll get you back soon.
That'd be great. You
all
have a great one.
Time. All right, you too. Ken LaCourte, good guy right there, folks. Wow. We do need to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Folks, now more than ever, it is so important for us to support organizations, companies that share our values. And that's why we support Patriot Mobile. They sponsor our Newsmaker line, and we're so grateful for that. They have some incredible deals, incredible discounts just for you, the listeners of the Todd Starnes Radio program. And I want to encourage you to check it out. Go to patriotmobile.com/Starnes, and you're going to be able to get all the information there about the great specials, the great discounts they have just for our listeners. And by the way, if you are a veteran, if you are a member of the military, you're a first responder, they're going to hook you up with some incredible discounts. Again, my Patriot is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. Again, that's patriotmobile.com/Todd, or you can give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT, and they're going to hook you up with some great discounts. And by the way, free Premier activation. You got to use that promo code Todd. We'll be right back, folks.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. And again, want to welcome all of our great new listeners from KBJT. They're in Fordyce, Arkansas. And we want to wish a good luck to the Fordyce Redbugs, the high school football team, playing in the state championship later on tonight, going for a three-peat, the Fordyce Redbugs. So, guys, get out there and have a good game out there under the Friday night lights. All right, let's go to the phones. Vern in Washington State, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Todd. I just have a question about illegals voting in our election. Are they going to be eligible for the draft?
Well, Vern, wow, what a great question. You know, that fair enough, Vern.
Yeah, if they want to vote, they want to be like citizens of the United States, they should be able to fight for it.
Hey, Vern, I've got to read this to you. You're going to appreciate this. Bob Dole left behind a letter to be read at his funeral. And I've got to read this to you. You're going to love this, Vern. He says, "As I make the final walk on my life's journey, I do so without fear because I know that I will again not be walking alone. I know that God will be walking with me. I also confess that I am a bit curious to learn and to find, if I am correct in my thinking, that heaven will look a lot like Kansas. and to see, like others who have gone before me, if I will still be able to vote in Chicago. You know, it's true. The dead people, they always vote in the Chicago elections.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. They don't make them like Bob Dole anymore, and he was a great American patriot and a hero in this country. Vern, thanks for calling in, and give us a holler back one of these days. Vern seems to think that maybe if the illegals are going to vote, they should at least be eligible for the draft. Good point. Oh, I've got to play this song for you. This is from a charter school here in Memphis, Tennessee. They're forcing the kids to sing pro-vaccine propaganda songs. Got a little funky beat there.
Hey, we have something to say. It's important, please. We must stay safe. Hey, we have something to say. Are you listening? Please vaccinate. Wash your hands. Sanitize. Wear your mask. Don't jeopardize. It's important, please. We must stay safe. Are you listening? Please vaccinate. Men, women, boys, and girls. Everybody in the whole wide world. It's important, please. We must stay safe. Are you listening? Please vaccinate. We must stay safe.
Oh, my God.
Please vaccinate.
Wiki, wiki, wiki.
We must stay safe. Please vaccinate. We must stay safe.
Oh, we had a song about
please
gun violence
vaccinate.
Like this.
Get the shot.
Get shot?
Get the shot.
Get the
oh,
shot.
Get the shot.
That's what I'm saying. What shot are we talking about?
Get shot. That's terrible. So that's terrible.
I gotta give them. The beat's pretty good. Like it sticks with you. Mm-hmm. You know, some of these pandemic songs I've heard, they're not even catchy. Like I'm like, just stop. But this one, I'm like, okay, it is a little catchy.
Well, so this was a charter school here. Those are grade schoolers here in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yep.
You know, there's a school out in California. They're bribing kids with pizza to get the vaccine. Did you hear the story?
I mean, honestly, if you're going to bribe a kid, pizza's a good way to go.
Want a jab? I'll give you a slice. Come here. I wonder if it's like a white van.
Gosh. Like the ice cream truck.
Right. Exactly. That's terrible.
Is that pepperoni in there?
Oh, geez, Alou. You know, it's sad what's happening out there, but there you go. All right. Wow. Grace, what is wrong with you?
I just cannot even say on air. I'm just not.
You know what's going to happen? And I mean, you hate to say this about somebody, but I mean, the future is not bright for Juicy Smollett. And so don't be surprised. He may be the guy behind the wheel of that ice cream truck.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, he could be, you know.
The black market for the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Hey, kid, want a dilly?
Yeah, really. I got your Moderna, your Pfizer.
Have a little bit of ice cream. Have a
Even
dilly
the
bar.
The Johnson & Johnson.
I'm not sure you want Juicy Smollett giving you a dilly bar. That's All right, we got to get out of here, folks. It's been a lot of fun. I want to thank our great team here, Grace and Kyle. Folks, get out. Have a great Friday. Whatever you do, go to church this weekend. Lord knows we need it.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.